Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Checking In with Michelle Williams. And it's just going to be me. If you want to stick around and hear something very transparent, I got a little vulnerable. Stick around for this episode. Yeah, this episode, we're going to call it Triggered. Well, hello there. Hello. I just want to say Happy New Year. Welcome to another episode of Checking In with Michelle Williams. I am delighted. So I'm humbled that I'm here with y'all for a season two. And I give you guys so much thanks and honor because I can't do this without you. I can't do this without having listeners. I can't do this without you guys having downloaded close to, we were shy of 500,000 downloads. So I know we are going to make that number and beyond this year, 2022. I guess I'm just going to quickly dive in. I know that the solo episodes have been some of y'all's favorites. Some of the most downloaded episodes have been those that have been solo episodes. Of course, there have been other episodes that I've had with guests that have done well. But you guys seem to also really resonate with my solo episodes. So that kind of lets me know that you do like hearing me talk, or you honor my perspectives, my thoughts, my journey. I always try to speak from experience, something that I know what I'm talking about, especially areas that I'm passionate in, which is healing of the heart, areas of mental health, love and unity, anything that is going to help better oneself. So I guess I just kind of want to really get into something that's been kind of weighing on me. A couple weeks ago, I was really, really triggered. I mean, triggered to tears, triggered to almost needing to call my therapist, but I was able to process and, as they say, self-soothe and self-regulate. But I let the tears flow. And I'm going to tell you why. So a couple weeks ago, I'm sure at one point in time, we were all scrolling on Instagram or on Facebook or Twitter, wherever you get some of your news, whether it's important or non-important, or wherever we get our tea. And I think I, along with so many people, were shocked when, as you were scrolling, you saw that Devon Franklin and Megan Good decided that it was best for them to separate and eventually file for divorce. And when I tell you, that is something that I didn't see coming. Now, let me put a disclaimer out there. I do have a relationship with Devon and Megan. I have not talked to either one of them in depth about what has taken place. When I heard the news, I sent a text. I haven't talked to them. I think I'm talking about this because of what it triggered in me. Now, it's not their fault. Okay. It's not their fault. But anyway, I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there because I know Devon Franklin was one of my first guests on my podcast. Matter of fact, according to the Black Effect Podcast Network, his episode was the highest rated episode of Checking In. Matter of fact, let me check that. Let me check the ones and twos of that. But it was so funny because it was posted the same day that the news came out. This was posted before Okay. It says, today we're highlighting the best episode of Checking In, where Michelle Williams discusses understanding men in relationships, the consequences of getting in the way of your lover's dreams and purpose, the significance of tone when communicating with your partner, and celibacy. That episode was the episode with Devon Franklin. That was December 21st. So I reposted it, you know, and then bam, the news comes out of Devon and Megan filing for divorce. So because I somewhat still kind of worry what people think, that's an admission. I delete the post. I think I reposted it in my IG stories because I didn't want anyone thinking that I was taking advantage of their situation by posting something about Devon. That wasn't it. It just happened to post the same day. We had no idea. So when the news came out, I sent them a text. I sent Devon a text and I sent Megan a text. Let me tell you why I did that as well. Because when news of my engagement being off, Devon and Megan were probably the, say if there were four people that sent a text right away, they were the first two. That's how cool we are. They sent a text. Michelle, we're praying for you. We're here, whatever you need. And so when this came out, I was like, oh my gosh. Now, this is how stuff works. So by the time something comes out in the news, especially for divorce, it's been long thought of months prior, meaning this couple has been separated months before it finally hits the press. Okay. So while we're in our reactions of, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, the person that is the subject of whatever news comes out, they've probably already processed it. And then the unfortunate thing is by the time the news comes out, sometimes you have to process it all over again. All right. Because something about people's comments, what we say over the air is energy. And then unless you're living on the moon, sometimes that energy can be felt. That's why it is so important to be prayed up. So that energy does not sway you one way or another, because you know what your foundation is built on, and your foundation must be built on the love of God. When your foundation is built on the love of God, people's opinions and comments do not break you. It might sting a little, but it does not break you. And those two people in the relationship, they know the truth of the relationship. They know why it's either working or why it is not working. They only know that. So like I said, December 21st, the news, we all are seeing it together. And I wanted to first say that I loved how they seem to still cover each other, even in announcing that they are separating, which is admirable. It's awesome. So I would say maybe later on that day, you know, by this time, everyone is talking about it. Everybody is hurt. Not everybody, but so many people who loved what they were standing for were shocked, hurt. Like, man, what in the world happened? They seem to love each other. They seem to be so on the same page. You know, we know the love story. We know how they met on the set of Jumping the Broom and how Megan was on a spiritual journey, and then Devon comes along and they seem to complement each other, and you're like, woohoo, yes! It's like, come on. It's kind of like, I don't know. I just thought it was so cool. And for what Megan, her spiritual transformation and what she stood for, even as an actress, even as a figure in Hollywood. And then you have Devon, this guru of faith and relationship, an executive in Hollywood producing amazing film. You're just like, okay, this is a perfect combination. All right. So I think I started to absorb the sadness of how everybody else was feeling on top of everything that I was feeling. Devon and Megan, they appeared on an episode of Chad Loves Michelle a couple years ago. They were very encouraging to us, very supportive. And I think Megan was also so supportive of me because she kind of understood some of the chitter chatter that was taking place, because my background coming from Destiny's Child, and then I'm meeting a minister, and it's everybody has their idea of what they think a pastor, a minister, someone of faith, who they should be with. So I am, like I said, I'm absorbing the majority of what I'm absorbing is sadness from people, shock from people. It's kind of like, it was almost like we were reacting to a death, and divorce and a relationship breaking down is somewhat like a death, but we all were, at least the people that I follow, kind of were just taken aback, just kind of shocked and sad. So I want to say it was a couple days later after the news. I'm getting some breakfast and I just cannot shake the fact of the news of Megan Good and Devon Franklin divorcing. So I was reading some comments from a couple different sources of people that were commenting under certain sources, and the evilness that people were spewing, it was triggering to me, because it triggered what I thought I was supposed to be when I was engaged to Chad. Well, maybe he should have married someone that was more like a co-pastor. Maybe he should have married a popular single praise and worship leader. Maybe Chad should have proposed to someone who's just strictly in the faith world. See, I am in all encompassing worlds. God has given me a unique calling. My calling takes me everywhere. My calling takes me everywhere. And I think some people, they want to almost kind of put your calling in a box. I feel that I go wherever I'm led to go. Wherever God leads me, that's where I go. And as John Maxwell said, there is a difference between a career and a calling. If Destiny's Child were to record and tour again, I still have a calling. My calling is to inspire. My calling is to empower. All of that is to also bring people to the knowledge and the attention of God's love. Simple. I know my calling. So, but people feel like they have an idea of what it should look like and who you should be with, what you should wear, what you should say, probably down to what food you should be eating, how you should talk. So I just started kind of getting upset, like why people felt like they had a right to say some of the things that they were saying. Things like, well, Megan wasn't fit for him anyway. Now, let me tell y'all something. Most ministers that I know, male, most of the male ministers that I know, when they go home, they're not a pastor at home. They're not the minister at home. They are men. Men still have preferences. They're visual. They're sexual. Let that man choose who he desires to be with. But no, y'all felt like he should have, y'all probably thought he should have been with Juanita Bynum or somebody because he's a minister as well. But Devon, he, like I said, he's a movie producer. And every now and then, a couple times a year, he'll speak at Lakewood. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, what do people think a minister should be married to? She didn't look like a first lady anyway. So there are many first ladies who have the look of a first lady, but they're mean as hell. They don't like people. Now, some first ladies, I can understand why they don't like people because they overlook the pastor's wife. And some have tried to sleep with the pastor. So I can see why sometimes the first ladies be sitting on that front row, side eyeing and darn near don't want to be at church. I get it. But then there are some first ladies who love their husband, who love the ministry, who love serving alongside their husband. Some are even co-pastors. Some, Sarita Jakes was running an amazing women's ministry. She would always put on woman, Woman Thou Art Loose. Although we knew it to be a T.D. Jakes, part of a T.D. Jakes ministry. But I believe someone like Sarita, her calling was to push her husband, raise their children. She has now gone on to get her degree and is amazing. So a part of me is like, man, if I were to ever, as far as be with a minister, it's kind of like Sarita Jakes is somebody that I would just sit Indian style at her feet. Now, we don't know all the goings on. That's what I want to say. We don't know all the goings on in anybody's relationship. Y'all, I don't know what's going on in your relationship. I don't know what's going on in your home behind your closed doors. So I cannot speak on what I do not know. So I think more of the comments should have been, man, I don't know what's going on, but I'm praying for them. Man, I don't know what's going on, but man, I sure hate that, you know, it didn't work out. Versus, she wasn't for him anyway. He seemed boring. She didn't dress like no first lady. But what? Devon ain't a pastor. He don't have a church. So as far as I'm concerned, Megan could do whatever it is she wanted to do. And guess what? Devon knew exactly who Megan Good was when he proposed. He knew that she was Megan Good. And she was good enough for him to get down on one knee and ask her to be his wife. So it triggered old stuff in me that I was like, ooh, I probably should. I think because it what tri- why it triggered me. And I'm not saying that Megan feels this way. Like I said, I haven't spoken to her. But it just triggered some, when Chad and I didn't work out, I was seeing some of the same comments under Devon and Megan that I was seeing for Chad and I. And I wanted to defend myself. I was like, well, but I go to church. I've got gospel albums out. I've authored a book that is the foundation is scripture. The foundation is love. But it just seems like that was not good enough for people. And so I remember trying to be what I think it triggered in what it triggered in me was reminding myself, instead of me being who Chad proposed to, I wanted to kind of morph into what I felt a small group of people thought that I should be. I'll never forget, there's a picture of Chad and Beyonce at Made in America, and someone sent the picture to Chad, like, oh, this is what you're associating with. They've called Beyonce a witch. They've called the ladies, me and Beyonce and Kelly, they've called us witches. They said Say Yes was a witchcraft initiation song backwards. How is When Jesus Say Yes an initiation song backwards? I do not know where people get this stuff from. So it's just like, you know who you propose to. Everybody that's on this, that's listening to this podcast, if you are in a relationship, if you're partnered up, you know that person. And if you want to marry them, you're choosing them. And you're choosing them not based off of what anybody who someone thinks you should be with. So y'all, I was just weeping, and I think it was more healing, and I'm so glad that I can share it with you guys and just kind of continuing to heal all that it is that I am deciding to reveal. So I don't know about you guys. Have you ever read something about a situation and it triggered something? And I'm so thankful for the trigger. Because before, I probably would have been ashamed. I would have been embarrassed. I would have been sad. But I'm so thankful because it let me know, okay, this is an area that you might need to continue to work through. And it was a reminder to myself, to check in with myself, to ask myself, Michelle, do you still care what people think of you? Do you care about who they think you should be with? Can you fully rest in when the time does come for you to be in love? Can you rest in the fact that that person wants to be with you because they love you? And they see you and they just want you. Can y'all do that? Can you rest in the fact that someone simply is choosing you because you are the bomb.com? You elevate their life. You bring peace. You make them laugh. Okay. For the aesthetics, your booty might sit up nice. Your boobs might be nice. Okay. He might have a six pack too. Okay. His quads might be really nice. Y'all, that is a weak spot for me. Quads and hamstrings. Ooh, they look so yummy. It's like, ooh, I just want to put melted butter on them. Ooh, child, I love me a nice tone sculpted hamstring and quadricep. Ooh, child, you okay? All right. I told y'all, season two, we gonna talk. I was safe season one, but season two, I will definitely let you know that I'm human. I'm human, and that I have desires. And that I love quadriceps and hamstrings. So please do not skip leg day. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't skip leg day. Okay, anyway. So as I was saying, that why the person is choosing you, and be okay and be secure. And a part of me wonders, did Megan feel any pressure to try to conform to what people thought she should have been to Devon? I kind of battled on whether or not I was going to talk about this, you know, because they're two people that I love. I love them together. And I guess what? We're not going to have a choice but to love them apart. I was praying that, okay. I'm praying that, like, towards the end of the year, we going to hear some other news that they decided, okay, y'all, we was just playing. We worked it out. We going to stay together. That, you know, but that's just wishful thinking. All right. So thank y'all for hearing me out and just giving me your time and your patience to be vulnerable. That really hurt my heart. I very seldom have y'all ever heard me come in on the podcast and speak directly to a situation, but it really, it triggered me. And I have to say, I talked to Chad about it. I talked to my ex-fiance about it. Yeah, we are in a place to have conversations, and sometimes we still process what happened. Sometimes we laugh about stuff like, man, look at what could have been. But because of places that were unhealed, it didn't happen. Whew, so I'm also excited to let you guys know about my new journal called The Daily Check-In. It's just something that I'm going to continue to do, doing the daily check-in, because, honey, I need it. As y'all can tell, I need it. The daily check-in is just simply a 60-day journey to finding strength, wholeness, and healing. I did an audio version of the journal as well. And again, thank y'all so much for hearing me out. And thank y'all for loving on me. Just being so sweet. I cannot do it without you guys. Season 2, we are up. we're on our way. And continue to let me know guests that you like. And if y'all feel like I've missed some topics along the way, or let me know anything that I need to be aware of, I am totally open to it. Thank y'all so much for hearing my heart. And I pray that we do better, that if we don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And I'm trying to figure out, if I was not a public figure, if I was, would I fix my fingers to go into people's comment sections and just say whatever I think? Now, just because that space is there where it says comment, that don't mean, I don't know, if, or DM the person and say, hey, I hope this don't come off rude, and it's probably none of my business. I know people have done that to me, and I receive stuff like that better than I receive someone trying to be funny in the comments and possibly go viral off of something that they said to you. I've gotten a few that have said, Michelle, please forgive me. I have no business probably even speaking on this, but, and they privately send the message. And then we can have a dialogue where I could say, wow, thank you so much. I never saw it like that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Much love to you. And, it, you know, so it's there is a way. If you have a legitimate concern, question, even if you feel like it ain't none of your business. Now, sometimes it just seems like once you step into that arena of being a public figure, it is kind of like your life does become people's business. They figure like, listen, I bought your book, I bought your albums, so I need to know everything going on about you. Yes, I am entitled to know the time you wake up. I need to know if you're still putting sugar on your grits, Michelle. So anywho, I'm just thankful for y'all and just continue to let's show love. I want it to be said that the folks that listen to this podcast show love. That's all. That's what I want to be said. I want it to be said that y'all love on people, that you're on your journey of healing. And because you're on your journey of healing, you're watching what you say, you're watching how you respond to how people treat you and what people say to you, and you're watching how you decide you're going to react in a situation. All right. So anywho, I love y'all. Thank you again for joining me for another episode of Checking In. If you still have your Christmas decorations up, I urge you, it's time. It's okay. It's time. No judgment. But it's time. Or you can do like my friend Franika. She would put up a Valentine's Day tree. So if you still have your tree up, maybe some people still have trees up because they do various themes throughout the year. Maybe you have a love tree. Ooh, that could be nice and freaky. You can have a love tree and then you can put little stuff up there for your boo to do or what you gonna do. Or if they pick a love ornament and it tells you they gotta go to Saks and buy you some perfume or something. Now that's an idea. All right, y'all. At this point, I'm just rambling because I love talking to you guys again. Thank you so much for checking in. And if you can, do me a favor, check out my new journal. It's called the Daily Check-In. I'll simply just be helping y'all process emotions, any emotions that cause you to feel overwhelmed. We're here to give you strategies for discovering wholeness and freedom. All right. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Aww. Thanks again, you guys, for sticking around to hear me talk. Sometimes processing things is best. Like I said in the episode, you know, you must reveal things to heal. And I was able to reveal, wow, I got triggered. And y'all, I'm telling you, it almost came out of nowhere. I think because I just had a posture of love and prayer for Devonna Megan. I promise you, ever since that news came out, I was just praying for the both of them, you know, and hopefully they were feeling more love and prayer than anything else. And me knowing who they are, you know, I'm sure they isolated themselves and just made sure that they were with people that loved them and were praying with them and for them. And I pray the same thing for you when stuff gets tough and rocky in your personal life, that you've got people that can isolate you from the darts that could possibly be thrown your way. If not, you can always come listen to an episode of Checking In and just know that whatever it is that you've been challenged with, I'm not going to throw a dart at you. I'm going to throw some love. All right. All right. Well, thanks again for listening to this episode that's titled Triggered. Love you. Bye. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.